Today, what I'd like to talk about is a profound revelation that I believe will benefit all of us if we really let this word sink in. In fact, this basically kind of blew Kent's mind that to such an extent that he was like, whoa, Henry, you got to share this. You've got to share this with the group, because I just got this revelation like 2 days ago. Although I have been operating in that without even realizing it, but then all of a sudden I began to realize, and this is the revelation. Your mouth is where the gold mine is. Your mouth is where the gold mine is. Have you heard Proverbs 18:21, where it says, life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, traditionally, this is a verse that we teach people. Watch out. Watch what you say. Hush, hush. But notice it says, you shall eat the fruit. Fruit is a good thing, don't you think?
Yes.
Especially for New Covenant believers. And in the light of what Kent's revelation that he has shared about the crop failure, you can only expect good fruit in your life. None of us here are perfect in the flesh. The book of James says, if anyone is perfect, he has full control of his tongue. But I tell you, in the flesh, there are times when my words are not perfect. I say things that are completely wrong sometimes. But when you couple that with the revelation that Ken has been preaching about, the crop failure, you don't have to be fooled by the devil to expect bad crop to happen, because you haven't been all that you should be in your speech. So what's left? Just the good fruit of that verse. Your mouth is where the gold mine is. I just realized it. I know a lot of you have been blessed with God by His unconditional love and grace. But once you get hold of this, it's going to manifest more and more. The blessings of God is going to overtake you. Once you meditate, what it means that your mouth is where the gold mine is. It's powerful. You know, I watched a movie, I think it was a year ago, National Treasure or something like that. I think it was like Nicolas Cage. He went all around the world finding clues after clues after clues, and then they discovered that the treasure, I hope I don't spoil any plot, was in, it's near, it's not that far. It's not in Middle East somewhere, you know, where there are oil fields or something. The treasure is, he was in somewhere in D.C. was there. They discovered some, whoa, in the underground, and then they went down and they discovered, whoa, a big cave full of gold and treasure right there beneath. Sounds like a great fairy tale, don't you think? But I'm telling you, the Bible gives you abundant life that is better than fairy tale. I think Harvard shared about a book about a house sitting in a field of diamonds or something like
acres
that.
Of diamonds.
Okay. You know, I thought that's a great story. You know, I wish I had that. I wish I would be that lucky to buy a house that happens to have diamonds all over it. But God has given us something that is more better than that. Do you know where the gold mine is? Right here. is not far from you. And this is not some kind of good idea doctrine. Whoa, that's profound, brother. That's a great spiritual truth. Great. I've walked on this. I've eaten the fruit of it, not even realizing it. Now that I realize it, I'm going to expect more and more.
Amen.
You know, about 2 months ago in August, I was seeking God, doing my regular meditation of scripture, praying in tongues. And then I got this unction in my heart. Preach about your promotion. That's a big deal. In my company, promotion is not a salary increase. Promotion is a big jump. And I didn't even pray about it. I never prayed and asked God, I'm not content with my pay. I need more money. I never prayed that prayer. It's just something that got put in my heart as a byproduct of seeking God first. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these things shall be added unto you. And then I began to preach prosperity over myself. I preach promotion. I see myself doing things that a level 4 analyst would do. You know what happened? Not long after that, my boss called me. I want to promote you. I see you doing level 4 stuff already. I didn't realize it. I have used the gold mine. Now, this is not the end of the story, though, because for a promotion to fully materialize, my boss has to submit that proposal to the managerial committee, senior managers that have to approve it, because there are just a lot of competition. There are like hundreds of other people that you need to really be qualified for this. But you see, I have begun a process that cannot be stopped. It's like fruit in the apple tree, that green bud, it's already coming out. I have not been able to eat the fruit yet because it's still growing, but I have begun to eat the fruit of my tongue, which is the gold mine. From the moment you speak the word, until you say, I got it, you can eat the fruit. You can benefit from it. There is a lag time. It does not always happen the next 24 hours or anything like that. I think we all kind of aware of that. And so the Lord revealed to me the key to shorten this thing. And it's powerful. The key is in Genesis 12, verse 3. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. That's how you shorten that period. So you don't have to wait for years for what God has put in your heart to happen. You can shorten that thing. Okay? Genesis 12, verse 3. Anybody want to read that? Go ahead.
And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Thank you, Brian. That is the key for you to shorten the manifestation to happen. You bless the people that are involved in helping making sure that blessing come your way. So in this case, I began to bless my senior managers. I pray a blessing over them. I say, God, thank you for these senior managers that you're going to put your desires in their heart. Not only for me, but so that they can be blessed. If you want to be blessed by other people, bless other people. Because with the principle of sowing and reaping, you're going to reap back that harvest. So you bless the people who are involved in this whole thing. Like Harvard, he was sharing about trying to get this house. Harvard can pray, God, I bless these real estate people. God, bless them, Lord. Bless them. Because when you bless, the Bible says you will be blessed. You will reap. You refresh others, you yourself will be refreshed. And then the second part, you have to curse the devil. You're not cursing people, you curse the devil.
It says curse him that curseth thee. Oh my God. That's awesome. I've never seen that before. I've never seen that.
And this is not something that I haven't benefited myself. Just about 4 months ago, we were trying to get a property for investment. And the bank says, your loan is approved. You're going to get your money within 2 days. And then the day before that money was supposed to be liquidized, the bank called and said, well, our legal department just found some kind of red flag on this loan application. I said, but we got a deadline on this. We got to close by this day. Well, that's just the way we do things. Our legal department has to approve it. And I said, so how long do I have to wait? I can't tell you that. It just depends on how fast they can get things moving. This is not acceptable. I got a deadline to close on this investment. Otherwise, this hot property is going to be, somebody's going to get it. Because this is on a really good marketplace, right? All right, hang up. You know what I did? I cursed the devil. I say, devil, get your hands off my property. Get your hands off this loan. I curse you, devil. I resist you in Jesus' name. You know what happened? Within 2-3 days, they called back, oh, yeah, it's good. Everything's fine. And it went through. We got that property. So how was I able to shorten that thing? I curse the devil. You need to be angry with the devil. He's trying to steal and kill and destroy your life.
That's right.
Okay? Your mouth is where the gold mine is. And I'm glad you guys come today. Those who didn't come, they missed it. Well, unless they get this recording. But this is going to change your life.
Pray to God, amen.
Because God's will for you is nothing but good.
That's right.
He wants you to have abundant life. Do you know what the New Living Translation translate the abundant life in John 10:10? A rich and satisfying life. You can write it down. That's not my words. That's how it was translated in the Bible. God wants you to have a rich and satisfying life.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Please understand the process based on the testimony that I'm sharing with you. You can't just blab and grab it. Notice that I sought God first. That has to be the beginning point. Some people use this teaching and they say, oh, you're just teaching blab and grab it. Okay, God, I want a private jet within 24 hours. Well, you're going to have a hard time finding a parking place for the private jet if you work only like 20 minutes away, stuff like that, right? So God's not going to give something to destroy you, all right? So the first thing that you need to know is you need to seek God with all your heart. Not because God loves you based on your performance, but so that you can know what the will of your Father is. And the will of your Father is nothing but good for you. And some people say, if only I have $1 million in my checking account, God, I will be happy. No, it's not. I've heard stories about actually some guy winning a lottery, like $1 million lottery or something, and it destroyed his life. Money is not the issue. I'm giving you an example of promotion, not because I want the money. I'm giving you the example because I'm trying to describe you the process. It begins by me seeking God. And don't forget to pray in tongues. Because that's when, without the Holy Spirit, you know, the Word of God is not going to come alive in your life. You pray in tongues as you meditate the Scripture, as you seek God. And then when God gives you that unction, preach the Word. That's when you need to preach good news to yourself. Not law. Grace. Preach the good news. And then at that point, that's when you begin a process that cannot be stopped. It cannot be stopped. The devil can try to delay it. And if you faint, you may never see the full manifestation. But you have begun a process that cannot be stopped. It's still working, but it just takes like 20 years. And you don't even realize it, that it's still working, but you didn't know about Genesis 12:3. That there is a way for you to shorten it. But it all starts by seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then all these things shall be added unto you. So use your gold mine. Preach the word. Preach good news to yourself. Preach prosperity to yourself. That's when you use that natural language, okay, not until you begin to preach with English or Chinese or Hebrew, whatever is the natural language, that's going to click your natural mind. Because if you just pray in tongues without preaching the word, you're not setting anything in motion yet. Why? Because your mind hasn't got it yet. You have not pictured yourself walking as that prosperous person that God has put in your heart. Not until you begin to preach to yourself, I begin to see. Like Harvard, for example, he began to see, man, this is a beautiful house. I can see myself in this house. I can see my children going to be in this house having a good time. He began to see that in his mind. As he began to preach that, that's when the word is going to paint picture in your imagination. That's when it becomes something that cannot be stopped. That's why I say the process, you don't stop with meditation and then just pray in tongues. And then you never preach the word. Not until you preach the word, you use this gold mine of yours that you set in motion, something that you cannot, well, something that cannot be stopped, but really you are the only one who can stop it.
Amen.
The devil can't do it. Other people can't do it. You are the only one who can stop that. And God wants you to have that blessing more than you want it. Because He loves you. He's your good Father. My Father is a good Father.